With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The summer heat wave is baking the central U.S. Jennifer King with details.
The National Weather Service cautions it will remain dangerously hot across the Tennessee and southern Ohio valleys and the mid-Atlantic following steaming hot weather from Missouri to Pennsylvania. In Chicago, residents look for ways to cope with record-breaking temperatures in the high 90s and heat index values over 110 degrees Fahrenheit.
It is a very hot day.
Merrill Davy Hawthorne was handing out cold bottles of water on the Chicago streets.
We have approximately 4,000 bottles of water that were donated by the community.
Some schools were letting out early or canceling class due to heat and power outages. Relief is expected with cooler temperatures forecast for the upper Midwest to the Great Lakes region. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNews.com, the Harris campaign is in the swing state of Georgia today. Correspondent Laura Wetters with the latest from Atlanta.
Kamala Harris will be campaigning on a bus tour today in Georgia and some of the more rural areas of the state. She will sit down with CNN's Dana Bash for her first interview as the nominee, but it won't be a solo live interview. It will be a joint appearance with running mate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and the interview will be pre-taped. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Donald Trump says he and Kamala Harris have agreed to mute microphones at their upcoming debate. It appears the September 10th presidential debate is on again. After raising doubts about it over the weekend, the former president said an agreement had been reached. He wrote on social media that a candidate's microphone will be muted when it's not their turn to speak, and no notes or cheat sheets, as he put it, will be allowed. The Dow dropping 205 points, the NASDAQ composite off 194. This is SRN News. A new report on evangelism in North America.
The Lausanne Movement's State of the Great Commission study reveals some troubling facts. For one thing, over 50% of pastors say their congregation considers spreading the gospel to be optional. And only about one-third of those clergymen say they think their parishioners believe that they're actually prepared to evangelize if the mood strikes them. These findings seem to explain, in part, the decline in Christianity all across North America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Planned Parenthood challenging Missouri over a new law that kicked the organization out of the Medicaid program. Planned Parenthood Great Plains and Planned Parenthood Great Rivers filing complaints with the state's Administrative Hearing Commission. The law aims to make it illegal for Missouri's Medicaid program to reimburse Planned Parenthood for carrying out abortions on the state's low-income women. This is SRN News. Japan has issued a high-level warning as Typhoon Shanshan approaches.
Transportation and delivery operators are delaying or suspending services in the south through the weekend. Satoshi Sugimoto, director of the forecast division at the Japan Meteorological Agency, says unprecedented storm winds, high waves, and storm surges are expected. The highest level of caution is required. The agency says Shanshan is near the southern island of Yakushima, heading north towards Kyushu. So far, no damage or injuries have been reported. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, has returned to the headquarters of the Tibetan government in exile in northern India after undergoing a knee replacement surgery in New York. Hundreds of followers cheering the 89-year-old Dalai Lama at the airport. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.